Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Good. Quick question.
Sure.
How much did what you accomplish in free agency affect your draft coming up?
That's a good question. I'd say they're all kind of intertwined together. Joe and I evaluate the roster, you know, seems like on a daily basis. You know, the draft is a little bit different than free agency, but there's been a lot of work done to it, and, you know, who gets selected, when they get selected. Yeah, so I'd say, look, there's discussions when we add a player to a specific position. Does that lower the need? Yeah, but that just guarantee that you're not going to draft that player at that position because you don't need that position. I'd say that's not the case always.
Thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good, Ryan. How you doing?
Good. Obviously, the big story today is Saquon and Dexter not reporting because of contract stuff. How do you handle those guys? Are you in touch with them? And do you feel like, I know everything's voluntary, but do you feel like guys are missing stuff when they're not there?
Yeah, I'd say, first of all, we've had a great turnout. We've had a few meetings here today. I think the guys that are here are excited to be back. We got off to a good start. Again, phase one is really about, you know, the physical part of it, getting quicker, faster, stronger. But then there's, you know, a few little meetings here or there based on scheme. You know, I've talked to both of those players, both Saquon and Dex, and I'll leave those, you know, conversations, as I always do, private.
Thank you.
Yep.
Pat Leonard.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good. On Dex and Saquon, this is the voluntary portion of the offseason, obviously, but is there a point as a head coach at which you consider it an issue when some of your best players aren't in the building in an offseason?
Yeah, I take it day by day, Pat. Again, I've had conversations with both those guys, and, you know, both of those conversations will remain private. You know, I hope you can respect that, but that's kind of where we're at.
I do. Just one follow-up, if you don't
sure.
mind. Did you address that with the team? Because obviously these aren't just two guys. These are two of your best players not there. So I'm just curious how you address that on day one with your team, if you address it at all.
Yeah, no, I talk with the team about a lot of things. Again, those are private team meetings that we have. Again, it's good to see everybody back here, getting off to a good start. I'd say we have a very high percentage of people that are here, and that's what we'll work at. We'll work at getting better each day.
Thanks.
Yep.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Paul.
Hey. I just want to ask you, Joe Shane mentioned not long ago that he feels he has a better handle now on, like, the kind of players that Wink would want for his defense to help him in free agency and certainly the draft. Overall, do you think this second year around this process, this draft process, everybody has a better handle on everything, and that's going to help, you know, select players that are perfect for your offense and your defense?
I think the guys did a great job last year of evaluating the coaches, the scouts. There was good collaboration. We had a lot of good meetings. You know, we'll have more here for the next couple days. We had a bunch last week. Again, the draft is an inexact science. You know, you do your best job you can do of evaluating the players, what you see on tape. You know, sometimes you forecast a little bit about what you think the player can do if they're not playing the exact same position. I don't think that's ever changed since I've been in the league, but, you know, certainly the conversations that we have, you know, from the coaches to the scouts, from myself with Joe, you know, those are all very productive conversations.
Thanks.
Yep.
Patty Traina.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Good, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. I have two for you, if I may.
Sure.
Can you just clarify for me the situation with Dexter and Saquon? Are they allowed in the building? What with these contract negotiations going on, and have they been in the building? If so,
yeah, no, Saquon's not. You know, until he signs his tender, but Dexter certainly is. So, again, each case of whether it's Dexter, Saquon, another player, they're all a little bit different. Again, they're voluntary. It's April 17th. We got a long way to go here, so we'll just take it day by day.
And then my follow-up to you is, this being your second year, you know, as a head coach, what are some of the things, if any, are you planning to change to make sure that, you know, the team is, you know, either healthier or just better prepared, or any area that maybe you felt was a shortcoming last year that you said to yourself, okay, we've got to make improvements here and we've got to, you know, look forward?
Yeah, no, I think you do that, Patty, with every area of your building, from the coaching side to the scouting side, to the training side, to the strength side, to the cafeteria, to, I'd say, facility development. You know, we've done a lot with our weight room. I've changed that around. It's really, you know, it really looks good, and we think it'll be more productive for the players. From stuff on the walls, I mean, you're always constantly scheme, you know, scheduling. It's a never-ending process, and we've talked about that at length the last few months, and we'll continue to try to improve in every area that we can.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bob Brookover.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Bob.
What are the benefits of being here, and what do you feel like guys who aren't here? It doesn't matter. The two guys obviously are big guys, but what are they maybe missing by not being here?
I mean, all we try to do is, you know, improve in each area that we can while the players are here, whether that be in the strength and development side of it, whether that's system side of it. So again, that's why they're voluntary. Players get to choose if they want to be here, if they don't want to be here, and then whoever's here, we're going to work as hard as we can to help improve in those areas. I'd say the other thing is, you know, the guys just being around one another, getting to know. We have a number of new free agents here in the building, so it was good this morning to see those guys, you know, start to interact with some of our players that we had last year. You know, there's a lot of people that we had last year that are moving on from different teams, whether that be coach, players. So, you know, again, it's just the introductory stages here, Bob, of really the 2023 season. Got, you know, a lot of months and a lot of practices and things like that to go.
Can you ever tell if guys have improved in any way, even if it's the mental part of the game?
Right now it's, you know, you don't get very much time with them. They're in the weight room, and then we have couple hours of meetings with them, you know, hour 45 minutes of, you know, again, guys like Paris Campbell and Darren Waller that are just coming to the building, they don't really even know where to go. So they're getting used to their surroundings, but then they're starting to get used to, you know, the plays. So where Daniel is right now isn't necessarily where obviously Darren is, and you got to bridge that gap and you got to start over and, you know, start back with the basics. And, you know, there's certain things that you add throughout the offseason when you're looking at yourself and self-scouting, and, you know, maybe throw out a couple things here, add a couple new things here. So each year is a different year, like I've said before, and a lot of work that needs to be done.
Thank you.
Yep.
Jordan Renan.
I'm here. Sorry about that. How you doing, Brian?
Good.
I'm curious, just as a general question, what do you do the first day? Like, what's important to you? What are you trying to get across to guys? And really, what's the whole first phase about for you?
Yeah, so we had a team meeting this morning. It was brief, but I brought up, I'd say, a lot of people in different areas to kind of introduce them again to the team. Again, you have however many new players, they have to know them. So from, you know, Dr. Lonnie, our mental health therapist, to Jerry Mead, who does security, to Ronnie, who's in athletic training, to Fitz, who's our strength, to Steve Smith, who does our nutrition. You know, I just try to let the new players, you know, put a face with a name and let those people that are involved in each of the departments be able to tell them what they can do to help them, you know, because that's our whole goal is how can we, you know, be good servant leaders? How can we help our players be the best they can be in the building but outside the building? So a lot of that is introduction to those type of people that work for us. There's just a few things here of kind of what we're looking for in phase one. And then they go work out and, you know, meet offensively. So, you know, then Kafka takes them and installs, you know, some of the core things that he wants to talk about day one. Wink does the same thing. You know, again, 4 hours is 4 hours. That's what we spend with them. A few hours here working out, a few hours, up to a few hours in the meetings.
And on a separate note, I mean, your owner said as much about Saquon that he's not happy with the franchise tag and the contract situation. I've heard kind of the same things, the word unhappy. As a coach in general, how much do you have to manage that? And when players are unhappy with their contract situation and it not affecting the team and the rest of the locker room?
Yeah, it's April 17th. I mean, again, I'm going to keep all those conversations, Jordan, you know, private. That's the way I'll always do it. Again, excited about the guys that are here. Much respect for Saquon and those things, you know, at some form or, you know, some time we'll find itself working out.
Tim Jones. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I think you answered this, but I just wanted to be really clear on my own here. Did Dexter or Saquon not coming today have any kind of element of surprise for you or anyone else there, or was that already discussed and you knew the deal?
Yeah, look, the guys that were here, again, it's voluntary, Kim, so those guys get to choose what they want to do. Obviously, we know Saquon is not going to be here based on his contract situation. And I've had conversations with Dexter. I've had conversations with Saquon. Those will remain private. That's just what I believe in.
And there's been a narrative on Twitter from football guys, not just from your average tweeter necessarily, that because Daniel got paid, Dexter and Saquon are somehow planting a flag, you know, to kind of demonstrate their need to get paid. You know, how would you address any of that?
Privately. So again, look, this is the NFL. You guys have been doing this for a long time. There's a lot of things on the business side of the NFL that go along. And again, you know, Joe's done a great job with, you know, his conversations. And again, there's certain things that, you know, I just am not going to go into here because they're private for our team, but a lot of respect for those guys. And, you know, it's April 17th here. We got a long way until we get going.
Thanks.
Yep.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, Art.
You know, you've mentioned several times about how each year is a new year, and now you're going into year two. Are there things that you've identified just from a program perspective, maybe by talking to other people? I know you've dug in the past, we talked a lot about last year, reaching out to different coaches.
Yep.
What works, what doesn't work, that transition. How do you kind of plot that out this year and make sure that it's not just an anticipated continuation of year one?
Well, I think when you talk to the team, you know, you talk about today, not yesterday. You know, you think too much about yesterday, it'll get you, and you think too much about, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks from now, that'll get you. So just live in the moment. Again, I've had numerous conversations, Art, I'd say, with a lot of different people in leadership roles, really the past few years since I've been in that situation, whether it was a coordinator or head coach. and try to pick up as many, you know, tidbits as I can. Make sure I'm doing my due diligence on my end to make sure that the players are ready to go with a fresh start. You know, I've been fortunate to be part of some really good teams, whether that be in college or the NFL, where we ended up winning a championship and learned from some of the guys that I got to work for of how quickly they turned a page. And I'm not comparing what we did. We really didn't do much. You know, one playoff game and that's it. So I draw back on some of the history that I've had with some of the coaches that I've been around and how they did things. I talk to a lot of other different people, maybe not just coaches, but, you know, business leaders and things like that. And then, you know, myself. So, you know, what we did last year, and I've said this a few weeks ago, really has no bearing on anything we do this year. I think we have a really good group of people in our building that understand where our focus needs to be, which is today, and trying to get better today. And that's all we can control.
Do you find it easy to turn the page yourself? Have you always been that way?
Yeah. You know, again, what you do last year and really in any endeavor that you're involved in really has no bearing on the success or the failure you could have the following, the next year. We got a lot of work to do. I've said this a few weeks ago. I know when we were at the owners' meetings, you know, we're not starting out from ground zero here just because we have some people that, you know how we kind of do things. But, you know, there's a lot of new things that we're adding. There's new chemistry amongst the players and the coaches. You know, there's, you know, certain players, you don't know how they're going to react after something bad happens or something good happens. And it's a challenging part of the job is building a team. You know, you can collect all the talent that you want, but, you know, it's teams win in this league, teams that do things the right way. And, you know, we're just getting on started on that process of building our team. You know, I just, you know, some of the defensive guys don't even know what, you know, Paris looks like, you know, and he's got to stand up, introduce himself, or a new coach, Jeff Nixon, whoever that may be. There's just so many things that go into building a team, which I know most of you all have been part of a team at some point in your life. You know, you'd like to just pick up where you left off, but unfortunately that's not how it works.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Yes,
you got it.
We'll take two more. Tom Rock.
Brian, a year ago you were still in the process of evaluating Daniel and the quarterback position and all those things. How different is it this year? What are the benefits of knowing that he's your guy and that you guys made that commitment to him during this offseason?
Yeah, well, you learn a lot when you come in. So we learned a lot about Daniel. I think he learned a lot about us. Again, you're not going through day one cadence in the quarterback meeting room, or, you know, maybe some installation of some basic plays. You have a good feel for what the quarterback feels comfortable with. And now it's adding, you know, it's adding new wrinkles here and there of things that you study in the off season. But the language and the terminology, you know, he has that down. So, you know, you jump into some other things, maybe some technique things, maybe some new plays, maybe some things that you saw when you really, you know, broke it down at the end of the season or these past few weeks of, hey, let's take a look and make sure we understand the why behind this play a little bit better. But, you know, he's done a good job. He's a consistent person. You know, I'm glad we have him.
How about from your point of view in terms of not having to spend energy on analyzing and breaking down and trying to come to a decision about whether or not he's your guy?
Yeah, well, I think once you're around a team like we were for last year, our first season, the people that you have on your team, you kind of know some of their strengths and you know their weaknesses. You also know that they know a lot more than they did last year when you came in, and I'd say the same is for me just being in my position. So does experience and togetherness help? You know, to an extent, but you have all these new pieces that you're trying to integrate into your system, again, albeit be day one, but that's the challenging part of building a team, like I said before, is, you know, you have maybe a few pieces that, you know, have a good understanding of how you do things. They know the playbook. They know the ins and outs of the program, all those type of things. And then, you know, you have some players that have been in the league for, you know, call it 4 years, 5 years, maybe some have been in 10 years. they've been around at different spots, and really the only thing that matters is how you do things in your building and making sure that everybody gets on the same page, and you know, that's my job.
Last one here, Charlotte Carroll.
Dibs, how's it going?
Good, Charlotte, how are you?
Ed, just a quick housekeeping. We know obviously Saquon and Dex aren't there. Is there anyone else missing from this first day?
No, I'd just say this. We have really good attendance. You know, it was good to see everybody here. And, you know, each day we'll try to get better with the things we need to get better at.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.